Hello, chaps, and welcome to a shining new issue of Biplane. The show where you get the answers on the most pressing subjects of British everyday life, such as tying your bow tie, waxing of the moustache, and cricket. All in the glory style of World War One airman banter. Of course, featuring your trusty pilot, gentleman and tea party supervisor, Quentin Squabbleswatch. Plus, a very mysterious and knowledgeable guest every week, yes. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for a dive! This week's pressing matter was sent to me via carrier pigeon by student Steve. Steve asked if his Facebook and Twitter use should change with the prospects of future employers and if there are set rules to consider once employed. Twitter? I know one or two things about books, but since my expertise in the realm of ornithology is somewhat lacking, I asked for help. I brought a visitor along to watch my miraculous victory against the odds. Yes. Facing me, or rather facing the trigger of the air-cooled high-velocity Vickers machine gun from the rear seat to shoot down any false information that might try to sneak up on us, is no one else than Dr. Miller Jenkins from the prestigious University of Shambleworth, Bermondsey-shire. Welcome on air, if you excuse the pun.
Thanks for having me, but actually it's just Professor Doctor.
Oh, that's easier. I just scratched that out on the script. Anyway, what's your take on the subject of social media concerning companies and soon-to-be applicants like Steve?
Well, Steve, first you have to consider that most big and middle-sized companies have stepped up in the last years and enhanced their online presence. A Facebook page of their own is now pretty much a necessity, and utilizing other platforms like Twitter and LinkedIn has become very common too. Thus, it can be assumed that your future employer might take a glance at your profile, which you should be aware of, and remove any inappropriate content. Most companies welcome employees who pursue pastime activities, as well as socializing and staying fit, but posting such should not exceed a sensible extent.
Yes, try using common sense too. An example, if your boss has an affection for reptiles, posting ingredient lists for your favorite turtle soup might prove rather unwise, probably.
Also consider the creation of a special work profile to avoid personal content mixing and overlapping with business matters.
Well, my boss always shows great interest in my mother's scone recipes. Isn't that true, Arthur?
Please stay on subject, Quentin.
Yes, sir! Right, where are we?
A point that remains neglected often but is nonetheless of quite big importance is a social network stance on privacy and potential rights granted on user content. For example, Facebook does, while usually not sharing your data with third parties, reserve itself the right to use said data, meaning all uploaded content for marketing purposes, without asking for permission and without granting any rights to denying or deleting it.
Good lord! Mum's guns paraded on the web for some new Facebook gimmick! Possibly even in French, the sheer thought of it!
What's more is that Twitter service TwitPic and Facebook acquisition Instagram wrote in their terms of use that they may monetize and or sublicense your content without any compensation to you. While that is bad enough in itself, it is worse for anyone working in a creative business, as any pieces of their work can legally be stolen if they choose to post them.
Stolen? Those bloody bastards! Flight Command, asking for permission to take the Lancaster on a bombing run. Where are those pesky Facebook servers? Ireland? Fine. In comparison with a threat to the integrity of a national pastry, was but a minor incident.
Quentin, have you taken your medication lately? I'm honestly concerned.
What?
Here, Flight Command. Permission denied.
Bummer.
That's why I would strongly advise caution while using social media, and always read their terms of use. There are websites that offer explanations and the more complex details of those legal terms.
Now, this has turned dark quicker than a spring day in Wales. Doc, tell us, is there anything we absolutely need to know about internet safety?
Well, yes, there's a lot. Let me give you my top 5 things you absolutely need to know. Remember these points. First, the internet is forever. Everything you put on the internet will be there for a very long time. Second, do not put personal information online. Your personal information should not be visible to everybody. Third, do not accept text, requests, calls, or whatever from strange numbers. Fourth, handle hacking intelligently. If you are hacked, change your password and clean off your hard drive as soon as possible. And last but not least, make sure you set your privacy settings to the highest level possible.
And with that, I'm afraid we have to end this, as time runs short, unfortunately. But a big thank you to Dr. Miller Jenkins for his cohesive and, frankly, disturbing insight on career-oriented social media use. I hope that answers your question, Steve.
Once again, glad to be here. But you know what? Just call me Doc.
Don't forget to turn on your field radio again next week at 4 p.m. on British Broadcast. If you always wanted your pressing matter to be discussed mid-air, hesitate not and send Ward and or Carrier Pigeon to Earl Wellington Air Base at 17 Fiddle Road, Worcestershire, DKPC ADC. Or contact us via Facebook or Twitter. How ironic. Until then, cheerio!